Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph quotes two machlokes in Rebbe Lezer and the Chacham. First of all, Rebbe Lezer holds that there's a chiyuv to eat 14 sudas on Sukkos, at least according to the original Shita. Shailin Yamar, if he retracted that, but that's what the Mishnah says. So Rebbe Lezer holds that Chayv Adam Lechol Yudalet Sudas B'Sukkah, and the Chacham argue, they say you're not chayv to eat 14 sudas, you only have to eat one suda on the first night of Sukkos, and after that, Teshu Kentadura tells me that if you want to eat an achilas keva, then you're mechuyav to eat in the suda, but if not, no. Secondly, Rebbe Lezer holds that if you don't eat, our gear says, Leila Yom Tov Rishon, Yashlim B'Leila Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. If you miss that first suda on the night of Yom Tov, so then you can be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. And we said that that means that you can even be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres, but of course you can be mashlim during Sukkos as well. So the Gemara asks the Kasha steer between these two statements. That how can Rebbe Lezer hold that you have this din of Tashlumin to make up a Suda that you missed from Sukkos on Shmini Atzeres, but doesn't he hold that Yudalet Sudas Chayav Adam Lechol B'Sukkah, you have a Chiyuv to eat 14 Sudas in the Sukkah? That's the Kasha. The Kasha of the Gemara. To that, the Gemara says, no, he was Chozabah, he retracted that first statement, so therefore it's not Shver. What's the Kasha, what's the Teretz, what's the Shaka of the Tanya of the Gemara? It's the major machlokas in the Rishonim, how to learn the Gemara. So Rashi says, the Kasha of the Gemara, we did this last time, but we'll just review to put it into context that we'll be able to look at the Chochma Shlomo and the Marshot again. So Rashi says, what was the Kasha of the Gemara? The Gemara thought, Rebbe Lezer holds that there's a Chiyuv to eat Yudalet Sudas B'Sukkah. Right? Yudalet Sudas B'Sukkah. The Chiyuv is to eat them in the Sukkah. So the Kasha was, how can Rebbe Lezer say you can be Mashlim a Suda that you missed on Yom Tov? You can be Mashlim that on Shmini Atzeres. You didn't eat one of the Sudas on Sukkos. You can be Mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. But the Suda has to be B'Sukkah. Rebbe Lezer holds Yechayv to eat in the Sukkah. How can your Chiyuv in Sukkah be fulfilled, be compensated? You can do a tashlum on Shmini Atzeres. You're not going to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Why not? Maybe eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. I know Shmini Atzeres, Eretz Yisrael, there's no chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah, but for tashlum, eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Vasu shlech. You'll eat your Suda of Shmini Atzeres outside the Sukkah, because you're not allowed to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, if you're living in Eretz Yisrael. But then you'll go back into the Sukkah, and you'll be mashlim your Suda for Sukkah. The answer is, don't toast it. Can't do that. If you have kavanas mitzvah, it's baltaisif. Kavanas mitzvah shalom bezmano, you can be over baltaisif. So that's the problem according to the Gemara, according to Rashi. Right? That's the problem of the Gemara according to Rashi. So what's the answer to the Gemara? The Chozem or Rebbe Lezer retracted. The answer is he retracted the chiyuv to eat 14 sukkos. There's only a chiyuv to eat the first night. So therefore there's no problem of tashlum. That was Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. That there's a stira between the two members. On the one hand, Rebbe Lezer says that you have to eat 14 sudas in the sukkah. So how can he say that you're going to be mashmash when he says you can't eat in the sukkah? So it comes to Gemara and says, no, you don't have to eat 14 sudas, only eat the first sudas. So we asked, how did that answer anything? The Meiri asks, how did that answer the kasha? The first sudas also has to be eaten in the sukkah. Is that going to be mashmash when he says for the first sudas? It's a kasha. So we'll get to that kasha. Meiri was so troubled with the Rashi that he suggested a different approach. What was the Kasha of the Gemara? Not how Rashi learns. Kasha of the Gemara was not that Rebbe Lezer holds that you chayev to eat in the sukkah, that can be mashlam on Shmini Atzeres. No, you can't be mashlam on Shmini Atzeres up to Meiri. How? B'sukkah! Aye, b'taisef? No, there's no kavanas mitzvah here. There's only a kavanas tashlumin. B'taisef is only violated if you have a kavanas mitzvah. You only have a kavanas tashlumin. It's not a problem. So you'll be mashlim in the sukkah, on Shmini Atzeres. You won't eat in the sukkah for the Shmini Atzeres, the Kisuda, but for this Suda, you'll be mashlim in the sukkah. So that was not the problem. Right? So what was the problem? The problem was the Loshon of the Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer sounds like he's saying there's a potential for Tashlumin. For what? For the Suda of Leila Yom Tov Rishon. The Sepis is picking on Leila Yom Tov Rishon for. Sounds like there's no Tashlumin for the other Sudas. Why not? Why can't there be a tashlum for the other sudas? So to that the Gemara answers, no, he was chozabah. He was chozabah. He agrees to the chacham that there's only a chiyah for the first night. So that's why he says, I agree with you, chacham, there's only a chiyah the first night, but at least, oduli miyas, at least you should admit to me that there's a potential for tashlum. You missed the suda the first night, be mashlam on Shmini Atzeres. And that's the shak of a tie according to the Meiri. The question is how to answer for Rashi. Now we have to go back to Rashi. What does Rashi think? How's the terrors of the Gemara going to solve the problem? If the kasha was Rebbe Lezer requires achila b'sukkah, and how can there be tashlum on Shmini Atzeres if you're not going to eat in the sukkah? If it's baltoisiv to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, so then how's the tashlum going to work? How are you compensating for an achila b'sukkah? So comes the Chochma Shlomo and has an incredible pshat with Das Rashi. It's a world famous Chochma Shlomo. The Chochma Shlomo says, you know what the answer is? Let's go back to the previous day shiur. What's the nature of the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on the first night? If we better understand the nature of the chiyuv, then we'll be able to figure out how Rashi was learning the maskana of the Gemara, the teretz of the Gemara. What does the Marshal say? Let's see it inside. Let's see the Marshal inside. It's a beautiful losh. I'm sorry? Chacham Shlomo is the Marshal. Shlomo Luria. The Yamshal Shlomo, the Chachma Shlomo, the Marshal, it's all the same person. The Chachma Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch is not the Marshal. That's Rav Shlomo Kluge. Okay, the Chachma Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch is a difference. But the Chachma Shlomo on the Gemara, that's the Marshal, the Yamshal Shlomo, one of the Gedolei Achronim. He actually came before the Marshal. The Marshal constantly quotes the Chachma Shlomo. He'll often quote him and disagree with him. Which he does here too, Kedaka Bakovish. Right, so the Chachma Shlomo really comes first. You got to read the Chachma Shlomo first before you look at the Marshal. So what the Chachma Shlomo said? It goes like this. Nearly the Hakei Perush Chazabo Rebbe Lezer Miyudal Tzudas Vesukah Belokoi Ela Al Leila Yom Tov Harishon. The Rebbe Lezer was Chazabo in the Chiyuv of Yudal Tzudas Vesukah. He says you don't need to eat 14 sukkahs, only one sukkah. The night of the first night of Yom Tov. Aval b'shoos suda bal karchach tzricha sukkah. That's our kasha, right? That suda also requires sukkah. So what did the Gemara answer? Kamakom chiyuva diyudalid lav b'sukkah talya. Chiyuva diyudalid? What does he mean? Chiyuva diyudalid? Erev Yom Tov. He doesn't mean yudalid. It must be a misprint. Chiyuva de tesvav, he means. The night of tesvav. The night after you doubt. It's a mistake in the matter. Yes?
Isn't it just the sudos that it's talking about?
Isn't your doubt it is not sukkis.
Oh, the sudos. The 14 sudos of Ramiyad.
No. Here. Chiyuva di yudalit. Lav besukka talya milsa. Eli yalfina mi lele pesach de tzarech achila. We're only learning from lele pesach to the suda of the night. That's not chiyuva di yudalit. Yudalit Sudas is not learned from Pesach. That's Teshu Ken Tadur. I think he means Chiyuva the Leil Sukkis from Pesach Yalfina. That's Lav B'Sukkah Talya Milsa. No, I think so. I don't think he means Yudalit Sudas. I think there's some kind of a problem with the Marshal. It doesn't mean Chiyuva the Yudalit. He means Chiyuva the Tesvav. The night of Yom Tov. Chiyuva the Yudalit Lav B'Sukkah Talya. Eli Yalfina Milele Pesach the Tzarech Achila. That's our vart. Right? Mamish Abriske vart, the Chacham Shalom was saying. What's the Chiyuv of Leila Yom Tov Rishon? It's not B'Sukkah Talya Milsa. It's a Mitzvah Sachila Ba'alma. Mitzvah Sachila, where'd you get that from? Pesach. I got it from Matzah. Matzah, there's no Chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. Right? Matzah is a Chiyuv Achila. Maisa Achila. So Sukkah is Doch the Zel Bazach. It's the same thing. I know. The first night of sukkah, you have to eat in the sukkah. But that's only because there's a mitzvah achila, and if you're going to eat in the achila, it's got to be in the sukkah. But it's not that intrinsically there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. It's that there's a chiyuv. There's a mitzvah achila. That mitzvah achila has to be in the sukkah. Because once you're eating, you have to eat in the sukkah. Interesting. Once you're eating, you have to eat in the sukkah. Yeah, you have to eat in the sukkah. Is that nachilas keva? Mat Bazach, right? Says there's a mitzvah achila. What's you have a mitzvah achila? It has to be in the sukkah. Zef.
Yeah, sorry. I thought over there where he's saying chiyuv the yudalit. He's being mechalak between the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of achila. That he's saying that the mitzvah of the yudalit sudos isn't in the sukkah, but rather we're learning it from Lele Pesach that one needs to eat also from.
I don't think so. We're not learning. No one says we're learning the chiyuv of 14 sudos from Pesach. It's impossible. There's only a chiyuv of Tezvav by Pesach. Tezvav, Tezvav. It's only a chiyuv in the first meal, the night of Sukkot. It's not a chiyuv the entire Yom Tov. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. So Zokta Marshal, you have this mitzvah achila, mistam shiura b'kizayis. Once you're eating, you have to eat in the Sukkah, he says. Says the same word. The mitzvah is ba'achila mishuhachi yochal ashlima ba'achila sud achreini be'ech shehi, he says. Whatever you want. Doesn't have to be in the sukkah. Rebbe Elazar holds the mitzvah achila the first night. The mitzvah achila is unrelated to sukkahs. It's unrelated to sukkah. I shouldn't say it's unrelated to sukkahs. Tezvav, tezvav, I'm hagamaz, it's the sukkahs, but it's a mitzvah achila. The mitzvah achila doesn't have to be in the sukkah. If it doesn't have to be in the sukkah, then you can have tashlum and shmini atzeres. On shmini atzeres, you're not going to eat outside the sukkah. Why do you have to eat outside the sukkah? Just eat it in the sukkah. Right? So you have to eat it outside the sukkah, but you can't eat it outside the sukkah because the whole chiyah was not related to the sukkah. It was just a mitzvah sachila ba'alma. That's the difference between the chiyah on the first night and the chiyah of yudalat sudas. If there would be a chiyah of yudalat sudas, zokta marshal, then that would be a chiyah in the sukkah. We have a matzah Rebbe Elazar Yudalit Sudas Besukah. Im Ken Akorchem Mitayshu Ken Todur Nafik. The Tzarech Yudalit Besukah VeIkar Chiyuvaya Besukah Talia. Rebbe Elazar would say there's a chiyuv of Yudalit Sudas. Where do we learn the chiyuv Yudalit Sudas? Gzer Shabbat Hasvav Tesvav? No, can't be. Because there is no chiyuv for 7 days by matzah. That chiyuv would have to be Besukah. If it would have to be Besukah, there's no Hashlom. You can't do Tashlom for that on Shmini Atzeres. Because a Chiyav in Sukkah, you can't be Mashlom on Shmini Atzeres, because on Shmini Atzeres, there is no Sukkah. So what's the teretz of the Gemara according to the Marashal? Rebbe Elazar holds there's only a Chiyav the first night. And if there's only a Chiyav the first night, it's a different Chiyav, it's not a Chiyav of Sukkah. It's a Chiyav, it's a Mitzvah Sachila Ba'alma. A Mitzvah Sachila Ba'alma that's unrelated to the Sukkah. If it's unrelated to the sukkah, then we can understand why you can do tashlum and achmi atzeres for such a chiyuv outside the sukkah. That's the Marshal's breakthrough approach in Rashi, the Teretz of the Gemara. He's relying on the vart that we said, the Rav's vart, within Rabbi Yehuda, Lefi the Rosh, and the Rambam. I remember that we said if the chiyuv is a mitzvah achila, then there's only the shir is only kizayis. Even if the iser to eat outside the sukkah is still achilas keva more than a kebetza, but the chiv is only a kezayis because that's like my sachila. We said maybe mitzayir is chayiv the sukkah the first night because it's a mitzvah sachila the sukkah. We talked at great length. Comes to Marshal and says, "No, I'll tell you another idea." Rebbe Elazar holds that this tashlumi from that first achila, from that first chiv of the first night of sukkah is because the chiv has nothing to do with sukkah. It's a mitzvah sachila ba'alma. As if it's achil ba'alma, then you can be mashal and shmini atzeres outside the sukkah. Comes the marsha and says, "Come on, a mitzvah achilah the first night of sukkah is not related to sukkah. How can that be? How can that be? Let's see the lashon of the marsha. The lashon of the marsha is very telling. It's actually interesting. The marsha first gives his pshat, and then he says, then the marsha I'll try. I think it's dochak. So first, let's look at the dochak that he says." Then we'll go to his pshat. Marshal dochas b'zelafarish dechiyuv d'leil yutes d'leil yom tov rishon. The last one I learned is rishon. Marshal dochas b'zelafarish dechiyuv d'leil yom tov rishon la b'sukataya ela yalfina milel pesel d'tzarech achila. The herich ayin shom. The ein zedome says the marshal. What's he talking about? The holagabi mitzvah sukkah yalfina milel pesach. The kemod the mitzvah achila b'leil pesach u'matza. Kach mitzvah achila b'leil rishon dechag hu besukah. What are we learning one from the other? We're learning from Pesach that there's a chiyuv to eat matzah the first night. So too, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on the first night of sukkahs. That's what we're learning. We're learning just the mitzvah achila, not the sukkah. How can that be? A mitzvah achila ba'alma? That's not a sukkah stikadin. A sukkah stikadin always has to relate to the sukkah. We're learning from matzah. There's a chiyuv to eat matzah on the Seder night. And there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Don't forget in the sukkah. There's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on the night, first night of sukkahs. And adds the marsha, k'de'isa b'Yerushalmi shekosvu ha'tosfos. It's before Shani Yerushalmi like this, he says. Which Yerushalmi? Who Yerushalmi? What's he talking about? That's the sofek that we quoted yesterday. That chavraya bo is a two sfekas in the Yerushalmi. Maybe just like by Pesach, at Shikonis, L'matza k'shuba taiva, right? That on Erev Pesach you shouldn't eat too much, that you'll be nichnas k'shuba taiva. On Erev Sukkos also there, perhaps there's such a chiv. Another suffix, maybe just like when it comes to Pesach, hachiyochol k'zai is dog on matzah. Afkan says the Yerushalmi, hachiyochol k'zai is dog on besukkah. What's the key word? What's the key word in Yerushalmi? Besukkah! Don't forget the last word. Dr. Marsha, you see from the Yerushalmi, even if you'll tell me that we're learning from Pesach, that there's a mitzvah sachila, but it's not just a mitzvah sachila ba'alma, it's a mitzvah sachila besukkah. That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. Besukkah. You can't leave out besukkah. The Marsha is not doche the Marshal completely. He's not saying you misunderstood the chi of the first night. Rebbe Lezer might take a hold, like you say, that the mitzvah of the first night is not a mitzvah yeshiva. I'll posit that. I'll admit to you that maybe the mitzvah of the first night is a mitzvah achila. But even if it's a mitzvah achila, you can't divorce that from sukkah. The chi has to be to eat in the sukkah. If not, then it's not a sukkah dika halocha. Just like no one would say that the gzera shava teaches me that there's a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Sukkot. There's a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. There's a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Sukkot. That kind of a comparison, that's just too much. But by the same token, you can't say that the comparison will tell me that there's only a mitzvah sachila, not besukkah. Because then you're taking away the ikar. You're taking away the jugular of the din of Sukkot. The din of Sukkot is to eat in the sukkah. So just like no one would say that the comparison is so strong that there's a chiyuv matzah on Sukkot the first night, so too you can't make the comparison so weak that it loses its whole identity, right? That the mitzvah is only a mitzvah achila, it's not a mitzvah achila of Sukkot. It's got to be in the Sukkot, says the Marsha. It's got to be in the Sukkot. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Teretz of the Gemara? We're back to square one. If the Marsha doesn't like the Marsha because he says that the chiyuv on the first night of Sukkot has to be to eat in the sukkah, then how do we understand the Teretz? Rebbe Lezer's chozuba from the Yudal Tzuz, but he holds you still have to eat the first night in the sukkah. So how can you be mashma mashmiyat teretz? It's doch al teisif if you eat in the sukkah. If you don't eat in the sukkah, then there's no tashlum. What's going on? He says the Marsha tremendous chiddush. He says inachanami Rashi holds Rebbe Lezer will claim that your tashlum and Hashmini Atzeres is outside the sukkah. The chiyuv is in the sukkah, against the marshal. The chiyuv on the first night is in the sukkah. But your tashlum doesn't have to be in the sukkah. Tashlum doesn't have to be in the sukkah. But how? How can you mashlim a chiyuv in the sukkah, outside the sukkah? How does that work? So comes the marshal and says, well, we have a precedent for this. We have a precedent for the concept of tashlum. And that is the korban. That's what Rashi says, the korban chagiga. There's a mitzvah to bring a korban chagiga. And there's reason machdim in the mitzvahs, you really should bring the Karma Chagiga the first day of Yom Tov. But if you don't bring the Karma Chagiga the first day of Yom Tov, you can still bring it the other days of Yom Tov. And the halacha is you can still bring it on Shmini Atzeres. We find the Tashlumin from Yom Achron to Yom Rishon, Megabe Karbonis, he says. Even though at first glance you'd say, what does Shmini Atzeres have to do with Sukkot? You didn't bring your Shalmi Chagiga on Sukkot, so what Shmini Atzeres? The answer is that the Gzeres HaKosov. You can bring it on Shmini Atzeres. There is some kind of relationship, there's kind of, some kind of connection between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot. You can still bring the Tashlumin for your Karbonis, for the Shalmi Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. So that breaks the rule. That's an exception to the rule. That also is against logic. That the Zman for the Karbon is Sukkot, and yet you can bring the Tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres. So claims the Marsha, that's the Teretz of the Gemara. That even though the Iker Mitzvah, Rebbe Lezer holds the Iker Mitzvah on Leil Tesvav has to be the Sukkah, but your Tashlumin doesn't have to be the Sukkah. Because the whole idea of Tashlumin from Yom Rishon to Yom Achron is a Chiddush. The whole idea of Tashlumin from Yom Rishon to Yom Achron is a Chiddush, but we find this Chiddush regarding Karbonis. So just like we find this Chiddush regarding Karbonis that you can be Mashlin from Yom Rishon of Sukkot to Shmini Atzeres, right? On Shmini Atzeres, even though it's counterintuitive, so too we can apply that chiddush to sukkah as well. That even though the chi of eating the sukkah the first night is in the sukkah, and Hashem says you can't eat in the sukkah, but for the din of tashlumin from Yom Rishon to Yom Achron, we find a precedent of having a tashlumin from Yom Rishon to Yom Achron, even though the halacha of Yom Rishon really does not apply to Yom Acha. Karban, the Shami Chagiga, is Sukkos. Is the carbon of Sukkah, it's not the carbon of Shemini Esrei. So, so too over here, the mitzvah on the first night is a mitzvah in the Sukkah. Yet Tashlumin is going to be outside the Sukkah. Yeah, but we find precedent that when it comes to Tashlumin, specifically from Yom Rishon to Yom Achron, it doesn't have to line up exactly. That's how the Marshal is. But if Rabbi Lezer would say there's a chiyuv to eat 14 Suddhas, so that you can't be mashlim on Shemini Atzeres. You can be mashlim the chiyuv from the second day, or the third day, or the fourth day to Shemini Atzeres, because we never found a precedent of tashlumin by karbonis from anything but the first day to Shemini Atzeres. If you don't bring the shamich chagiga the first day, so then you're chayiv on the second day, third day, fourth day. But the chiyuv on second, third, and fourth, and fifth is just a tashlumin for the first one. It's not a separate chiyuv. But if there's a chiyuv to eat yudalet sudas on Sukkos, then we have separate chiyuvim for every day. Day one, day two, day three, day four. We never find a tashlumin from the middle days of Yom Tov to Shmini Atzeres. So because we never find that exception to the rule, this idea that you can have a tashlumin from the middle days to the end day, to have this exception that even though the chiyuv of Sukkos doesn't really apply to Shmini Atzeres, you can do this tashlumin, we don't find such a precedent. So the same is true with the mitzvah of Sukkah, that you would never be able to be mashlim the mitzvah of Sukkah by eating on Shmini Atzeres outside the Sukkah. The only time that you can fathom such a tashlumin is if we find a precedent between the day of Sukkos and the Ikar Chiyuv and Shmini Atzeres. So by Karbonos we do find that. This strange halacha that a Chiyuv of Sukkos can apply to Shmini Atzeres, but Taras Tashlumin, even though the chiyuvim are different, the days are different, the zmanim are different. So then if the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah is only on the first night, then that can apply on Shmini Atzeres, you can do tashlumin without the sukkah. But the middle days, you don't find a precedent in tashlumin. So if Rabbi Lezer were to say that there's a chiyuv to eat yudalet sudas, then you wouldn't be able to be mashed in the middle days on Shmini Atzeres. So that's the teretz of the Gemara, according to the Marashah. Because we find a precedent regarding the din tashlumin, in terms of karbonis, that you have this exception to the rule that you can be mashlim chiyuv A in a totally different zman, even though they're not related to each other. Same thing over here. You chiyuv in the sukkah, you can be mashlim outside the sukkah. Because the first day, the Shmini Atzeres, we find precedent to have this exceptional type of tashlum. Okay, these are the two approaches that the Achronim had with Das Rashi, the Marshal, which links up to our discussion of what the nature of the first night is. Nature of the chiyuv of the first night. But as we said, the Marashah really takes it one step further. He says the first night, the chiyuv is a mitzvah sachila, but he takes it even further than the other Rishon. He says it's mamish, just a mitzvah sachila, not even besukkah. It's exclusively mitzvah sachila. That's what the Marashah is so troubled with, because that's just too far. You can say mitzvah sachila, but mitzvah sachila even without the sukkah. Stam a mitzvah sachila. At some point that it's so difficult to say that, because if you hold it's a mitzvah chila ba'alma, so then let's say I eat in my home. I eat in my home. It's not even raining. I can be yotze mechiv. I can be yotze mechizayich by eating inside the home. Hecha motzina. You can be yotze yachiv of the first night by eating inside your home. It's a mud nazar, but if you hold it's just a mitzvah chila without sukkah, why can't I eat inside my home? I eat a kizayis. I eat a kizayis. It's a mitzvah chila. That should be enough. I'm eating inside my home. We never find such an idea. Right? Let's say, okay, not even that. Let's say it's raining, right? It's raining, I go inside my home, I'm potter, right? I eat inside my home. So I've been yotze machiyev. I've been yotze machiyev of the first night by eating inside my home. I'm not seeing the dog, my cousin. You can tell me that mitzvah chayav the sukkah, I have to eat in the sukkah even when it's raining. Or I have to go back out to eat in the sukkah. But that I can be yotze machiyev by eating inside my home. The chiyev should be in the sukkah. It's really a pellet. Mashal is a pellet. So the mashal offers a different pshat. I show off is a different Shabbat Gaspash. Okay, questions? Yes?
I don't know if this is maybe going on a little bit, but like, would there ever be a case if you don't eat it the first night, you could do Tashlumin on one of the other nights of Sukkos? Not in Shmini Atzeres?
That you would be able to do because the Tashlumin is in the Sukkah. The Chiddush is that you can even do Tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres, and that's what the Gemara is asking about. The fact that you can do Tashlumin from day one to day three, that's not as much of a Chiddush, because you'll do the Tashlumin in the Sukkah. Hatshmini Atzeres, you're not going to be able to do it in the Sukkah, says Rashi.
Why would you do it on Shmini Atzeres?
The Chiddush is even on Shmini Atzeres you can do it. The Beleza holds even on Shmini Atzeres. And you'll do the Tashlumin outside the Sukkah. That's his whole Chiddush. In the middle days, what's the Chiddush? Of course you can do the Tashlumin. It's still Sukkahs. I mean, if you hold the concept of Tashlumin, the Chachamim hold there's no concept of Tashlumin Michlal. So they would say even from Sukkahs from the first day to the third day, you can do Tashlumin. But if you hold it's a din of Tashlumin, I don't have a kasha. If you didn't sit in the Sukkah the first day, you'll be mashlim on the third day because you'll be mashlim in the Sukkah. The Chiddush is to be mashlim a chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres when you can't eat in the Sukkah. How does that work? That's the Marshal and the Marsha to try to explain how that would work. I'm sorry, yes, Jeremy.
General question on Tashlumin. Does Tashlumin have to be done when you're chayiv in that same thing you're trying to do Tashlumin for? Meaning if I'm...
The Marshal points out that that's not true. It's not. Tashlumin is done after the chayiv. I'll give you an example. I'll give you two sources of this, okay? Karbonis is one, that if you didn't bring your carbon shal mechagiga on Sukkot, you can bring it on Shmini Atzeres. That's not the Zman Achiv. The Zman Achiv is not on Shmini Atzeres, it's on Sukkot. Right? That's one raya. I'll give you another raya. Tashlumin and Tefillah. When is Tashlumin and Tefillah? I didn't dive in Shabbos, let's say. Mincha time comes. I can't be Yotze Shabbos then. It's after the Zman to Shabbos. But yet I can daven two Shmona Esrei, one for Mincha, the first one for Mincha, then the second one piggybacks on the first one, right? The Tashlumin is always the second tefillah. The second one is a tefillah Shabbos. Where's the tefillah Shabbos? It's after the Zman. What am I davening Shabbos for? That's the whole Chiddush, that Tashlumin you can do after the Zman. And note, in both cases, I can only do Tashlumin in a Zman that's somuch to the Zman Achiv, right? The day after Shmini Atzeres, I can't do Tashlumin. Marif time, I can't do Tashlumin for Shabbos, because there's already a hefsek. But the Tashlumin is occurring not during the Zman Achiv.
Would you be able to do Tashlumin for Shachris when you're not davening Mincha, but still in the Zman Mincha?
No, but that's a different halacha. That's just because you have to connect it to a Tfilas HaZman. It's a discussion unto itself.
And wouldn't it be the same with Karbonos?
With Karbonos, no, not exactly. Because Shal Mechagiga, you don't have to, each carbon is separate. You can't link a carbon to another. So, you know, you'll be bringing whatever karbonis you bring on Shmini Atzeres, but your Shal Mechagiga for Sukkot is not going to be linked to the karbonis of Shmini Atzeres. It's a little different.
So it doesn't matter when you bring the Tashlumin for the karbonis? It doesn't matter?
Apparently not. As long as you bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Yes.
Why are you able to apply the laws of Tashlumin for karbonis onto the laws of... Eating the soda, they seem like two separate things.
Excellent question. The Marsha is assuming that what links the two is the Zman. That we find by Karbonis a Tashlumin from day one to Shmini Atzeres. So here, too, by Sukkah, where the Leza holds is a din of Tashlumin from day one to Shmini Atzeres. It's this special Tashlumin, miyom rishon liyom achron. So since we find a precedent of that kind of Tashlumin, it can work.
Just because they're the same Zmanim, yes. Able to apply.
Yeah, that's what he said. We find a dogma, we find a paradigm of Tashlumin from Yom Rishon to Yom Achra, by Karbonis, so let's apply it to Sukkah as well. Mi Yom Rishon to Yom Achra, but that's it. Yeah.
If you're making up a Shmon Esrei, do you do the Shmon Esrei you're making up, or you do like two Mincha Shmon Esreis? You say Shalom Rav twice, you say Shalom.
It's two Mincha Shmon Esreis, but the second one counts as Shachas. That's always true. It's always true.
So like if you say, you always just apply the laws of the second one for the Tashlumin, and then Shmini Pashut, you don't eat in the second Shmini Atzeres.
Nachama?
If we apply the laws for the second Shmini Atzeres to the first one, where it's the same Shmini Atzeres, you're doing it twice, so why can't we say it's something Shmini Atzeres, that you're doing Shmini Atzeres with two meals, and not in Sukkah?
Yeah, because tefillah is really different. It's a sugya unto itself, that the Chachamim, the Chachamim only allow you to daven a tefillah, shelo bezmana, if you connect it to a tefillah bizmana, because the whole idea of tefillah, the whole idea of tefillah is a chiddush, that you're saying a tefillah. So how can I just say a tefillah shelo bizmana? How can I say a tefillah shelo bizmana? I have to connect it to a tefillah's heter. If not, then there's no heter to say the tefillah. I mean, let's think. If tefillah is connected carbon tiknum, right? The Gemara in Brachas, maybe some of you have read the fourth paragraph in Brachas. So there's a discussion in the Gemara where the tefillah is connected, tefillah avos tiknum, a tefillah connected carbon tiknum, right? So what's the deal when it comes to a carbon? Right? If I didn't bring the tamid shal shachar, so am I allowed to bring the tamid later? Shalob ismanu? Avos manu batal carbonus. Gemara at the beginning of the fourth parak in Brachas says, can I do tashlumin for tefillah? Well, let's think of a zman of batal karbonas. How can I do tashlumin for tefillah? So the Gemara says, no, tefillah is rachamim. Tefillah is rachamim, then I can do tashlumin for tefillah. The Gemara itself is pilpuling. Can I compare tefillah to karbon or not to karbon? So it seems as though the whole idea of tefillah, of tashlumin by tefillah, is a chiddush. It's because tefillah has an element of rachamim associated with it, even if tefillah connected karbon and tiknum, It's a new idea. It's because it's a new idea that I can do tashlumin. But the whole thing of tashlumin by tefillah is something special. So maybe that's why you have to piggyback onto a tefillah of rachmim of that zman in order to be able to say tashlumin for the previous tefillah too. Final question.
Would the marshal say that Rilazar is closer go on the fact that you need to sit in the sukkah? Like, what would he say that Gemara was talking about that Rilazar was closer go?
No, the Marshal says that Reb Elezer was chozebo from the chiv of Yudal Tzudis, and he held that there's only a chiv the first night. He wasn't chozebo in the chiv the first night. He never thought to begin with that there was a chiv to eat in the sukkah the first night. It was only a mitzvah sachila ba'alma, according to the Marshal. It's just because you're eating the kezayis, you got to eat that in the sukkah too. But because be'etzem the chiv is not a chiv in sukkah, you can be mashlim without the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Okay? Tosis has a third and final approach to the sukkah. Tosis is troubled with Rashi. He has four different kashas against Rashi. He says, first of all, what's this lashon of yashlim? Yashlim b'minei targima. Lishna de yashlim v'n hishlim l'mash v'kla lashon tashlumin el lashon hashlom ha'cheshbin shal yudal etzudis. It's not mashma lashon of tashlumin, it's mashma lashon hashloma. My nefgemina, well, what's Tosis saying? How would you define tashlum and how would you define hashlom? Help me here. Tashlum is what? Yes?
Tashlum is...
English word, English. I talk English. What is tashlum?
Filling the mitzvah you missed originally.
Okay.
Tashlum is making up and hashlom is completion.
Okay. Tashlum, give me another word. Making up, right? Make up is good. Good, make up. Compensation, right? Compensation. Make up, compensation, exactly. Hashlama is filling in, right? Completion, as you say, David, right? Filling in what you're missing. Not that you're compensating, you're making up what you missed, right? If you take a makeup exam, right? What are you doing? You're taking a makeup, well, that's what the makeup is, right? The makeup is that if you didn't take it on time, so you're taking it late. So, right, what is this? Is it a makeup? It's something different, but you're making up what you missed? Or is it just filling in? You got to take an exam, so... You're filling in what you didn't do. It says Tosfos, Yashlim doesn't sound like compensation. It doesn't sound like Tashlum. It doesn't sound like a makeup. It sounds like Hashlam, that you're filling in. That you're filling in what you missed. There's a chiyuv of Yudal Tzudis. You missed one, so you have to fill in. You have to fill in the one that you missed. So that you'll have the full number, 14. According to Rashi, it's a Tashlum. You're taking a... Right, because he's saying that really the chiv of Yudal Tzudis lemaskana doesn't exist. Right, there's no chiv of Yudal Tzudis. There's the one suit, and you're doing a tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres. Ve'od says Tosfos kevin demimatzah yalfina lamatzina sheh tashlumin lamatzah shalaylo harishon shal Pesach. What we're learning from Pesach, we don't find tashlumin by Pesach. What does he mean? Tashlumin by Pesach. No tashlumin. So how can there be tashlumin over here? For all the mashmak tzas b'Yerushalmi, the boy k'zai is dogan l'sudas yom tov v'rishon shachar, k'mog habi matzah. B'och amina, the yashlam b'mina tagima. What's the yashlam here? The Gemara says, yashlam b'mina tagima on Shmini Atzeres. But if we're learning from Pesach, from the first night, if the whole tashlum in l'maskona, the whole tashlum is from the first night, so there's a chiyav k'zai is dogan. How can it be mashlam b'mina tagima? There's a chiyav k'zai is dogan. And Mina Tagim is not Kezayis Dogon. Mina Tagim is not Kezayis Dogon. Mina Tagim is not Kezayis Dogon. Maybe Mina Tagim is Kezayis Dogon. Now, the Rosh quoted one approach that Mina Tagim could be Kezayis Dogon, remember? The third approach of the Rosh, the Tosefta, says Mina Tagim is Kezayis Dogon. But Rov Rishon don't learn like that. Some learn that it's Paris, it's Rashi. What's another pshat, Mina Tagima? Not Paris, not Dogam, but whether what?
Appetizers?
I'm sorry? Well, not appetizers, but the main part of the meal. Basar, Gvina, right? Basar, Gvina. So that's apparently how Tosus themselves learn Basar and Gvina. And Tosus is saying, Minatagim is not Kazai Zavah. If the whole Tashlumin Lamaskona, if the whole Tashlumin Lamaskona of the Gemara is only for the first Suda, so how can he be Mashlam Minatagim? He says, Mashlam doesn't sound like it's compensation. It sounds like you're filling in what you're missing from the Yodalat Sudas. If you're learning from Matzah, we don't find Tashlumin by Matzah, we don't find that you can compensate. You didn't eat Matzah on the Seder night, then you can compensate some other time. Mina Tagima. Mina Tagima is Bosar, Gvina, something like that. If you're learning from Pesach, so then what does that mean? You learn from Pesach, then there should be a Chiyav to eat Kazayin's Dogon, like the Rishon. And then he quotes the fourth Kasha, he asks the fourth Kasha from the Gemara later on, we'll leave that out for him. He says, I don't understand Rashi's pshat. Kach Nira Lefarish says, Taisus, I think there's a different pshat. Let's see the Taisus. Chozabo Ribbelezer, Mimashay Matzech Sukkah, Lolam, Yudalat Tzubas Boi. Taisus learns the Kasha of the Gemara like Rashi, not like the Nidim. The Kasha of the Gemara is the same as Rashi. Ribbelezer holds this Achiv of Yudalat Tzubas, so how can you be Mashlim? Chiv of Yudal Tzudas b'sukkah, how can you be mashlim on Shmini Atzer Shalom b'sukkah? How can you be mashlim on Shmini Atzer Shalom b'sukkah? The Chiv of Yudal Tzudas. If you missed one of the meals. What's the answer to the Gemara? Not like Rashi. The answer to the Gemara is not Chozov or Reb Elezer from what? From the Chiv of Yudal Tzudas. No! He holds the maskana, there is a Chiv of Yudal Tzudas. Tosfos argues with all the Rishon, right? Reb Elezer holds even the maskana there's a chiyuv of Yudal Tzudas. What was he chosebo about?
Sukkah.
There's no chiyuv in the sukkah. The chiyuv of Yudal Tzudas is not in the sukkah. And there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah if you're eating an achilas kev, it has to be in the sukkah. But that's not the chiyuv of Yudal Tzudas. The chiyuv of Yudal Tzudas to eat twice each day. It's not a chiyuv of sukkah. Lechatchila. It's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, but that's not Ma'akev and the din, the ikar din, the maskana, Reb Elezer holds, is to eat your dalat sudas. It's not related to the sukkah, necessarily. So therefore, you can be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres outside the sukkah. It says, Taisus, that's what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi Mishani, Amar Reb Acha, le mitzvah chashuva, kloma lechatchila tzorech lechol besukkah. Im lo ochol, mashlim b'shmini below sukkah. Yerushalmi says, lechatchila, Reb Elezer holds, you have to eat in the sukkah, but is that the chiv? The chiv doesn't. With the yevet, you're not going to be yotze without sukkah. No, the chiv is really yud dalat sudas. Doesn't absolutely have to be in the sukkah. The chatchila in the sukkah, but that's not the ikar chiv. So because it's not the ikar chiv, therefore you can be mashlem on Shmini Atzeres. Different shot. It's interesting. Rashi and the Meiri learned the teretz of the Gemara the same. The Belezer was chosubah from what? From the chiv yud dalat sudas. Tosus and Rashi learn the kasha of the Gemara the same. Not like the Meiri, right? The kasha of the Gemara, Reb Elezer holds that there's Yudalat Sudas in the Sukkah, so how can it be Mashal and Shmini Atzeres? But in the Teretz, Rashi and Tosus are not learning the Teretz of the Gemara the same. Right? You see, you hear how they line up? Rashi and the Meiri learn the kasha the same. Rashi and the Meiri learned the Teretz the same. Taisus and Rashi learn the kasha the same. Okay? That's how it lines up. Right? Rashi says, the kasha of the Gemara was what? Reb Elezer holds, you have to yudal tzudas b'sukkah. Sakari b'mashlam outside the sukkah. That's how Tosus learned also. What's the teretz of the Gemara? So Rashi said, chozebo Reb Elezer from yudal tzudas. You only have to eat on the first night. Taisus says, no, he was chozebo not from yudal tzudas. You really have a chiv of yudal tzudas. He was chozebo from the chiv of sukkah. Okay. What is Tosfos saying? What's the svar over here? Reb Elezer says that Teishu came to do a teaching me a chiv of Yudal Tzudas. Lemaskana of the Gemara. Chiv of Yudal Tzudas without a sukkah. That's what Teishu came to do a teaches me. Isn't Teishu came to do a chiv of sukkah? Basukos Teishu Shiva Selmi. What's he saying? According to Tosfos, it comes out in Modna. Reb Elezer is saying Lemaskana of the Gemara that the chiv of Teishu came to do is says Achas Bayam Achas Balayla. You have a chiyuv to eat two sudas each and every day. But it doesn't have to be besukkah. L'chatchil, it has to be besukkah, but b'diavad, it doesn't have to be besukkah. If it's not besukkah, what kind of a chiyuv is that? And what are you being mashlim on Shmini Atzeres? How is Tosis learning the sugya? Sefer Avodas David is a very beautiful pshat, which I want to expand. He says, maybe according to Tosis, the pshat is like this. The Beleza holds that Teishu Ketadu teaches me an extra halacha. It teaches me a lot of things. It teaches me the patur of Mitzdair, right? Teishu Ketadu. Rebbe Leza hold it teaching me another halacha. You know what halacha is teaching me? It's teaching me how to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev on Sukkos. You know, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev on each and every regal. Rebbe Leza holds, how do I fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev on Sukkos? Teishu Ka'in Tadu. Basukkos Teishu Shivas Yomim, that's the mitzvah of Sukkos. Teishu Ka'in Tadu tells me, Madira Achas Ve'yom Achas Ba'layla, that's how to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev. So he says, if there's this chi of how to fulfill the mitzvah, there's this question of how to fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yomtev. Maybe the mitzvah Simchas Yomtev, mitzvah Simchas Yomtev is not related to sukkah per se, it's related to the Yomtev. It's not a chi of in sukkah. Of course you're going to eat in the sukkah if you're eating enough, but it's not a chi of in sukkah. That's what he means when Taisa says, Rebbe Lezer holds as a chi of to eat 14 suddas, but b'diavad, it doesn't have to be in the sukkah, because really the 14 suddas are a mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev. Simchas Yomtev is not necessarily related to the sukkah per se. But I think we can take it one step further. What does it mean now? Rebbe Leza holds you're going to be mashlim this mitzvah and sukkah and shmini atzeres. How does that all come together? I think that's the word over here. The Vilna Gaon is a famous idea. That we know the Mishnayos in the fourth parak say that there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev and shmini atzeres. That has simcha shmoni, the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev for 8 days of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Seven days of Sukkos, 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. How do we know that there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev and Shmini Atzeres? V'hoyisa ach sameach. V'hoyisa ach sameach. That you should be ach sameach. Only b'simcha, right? Ach sameach. Ach sameach, says the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches, is marbe leila Yom Tov achron for simcha. That even on Shmini Atzeres is a chiv of simcha. So the Velt asks, that's so bizarre, so strange. Ach is a miut, ach only, but how can a miut be marbe? Well, what does that mean? So says the Gaon, on Shmini Atzeres we lose all of the mitzvahs of Sukkos except one. We lose the Dalet Minim, we lose Sukkah. We lose the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, but we keep one mitzvah from Sukkos. Which mitzvah is that? Sukkos Yom Tov. So it comes out that Ach is a reboot. Ach is saying that only Simchas Yomtev is going to remain for Shmini Atzeres. All the other mitzvahs are gone, but this one mitzvah remains. So it's like it's a miut that turns into a reboot. Right? The Ach is going to be mema'et all the other mitzvahs of Sukkos, but we leave Simcha, and that's going to apply to Shmini Atzeres. So I think this part of the Gaon can explain Shitas Tosfos. What's Tosfos saying? Rebbe Leza holds that there's still a chiyuv to eat Yudalat Sukkos. We don't paskin like that. We hold there's only a chiyuv the first night. Rebbe Leza holds there's a chiyuv of Yudalat Sukkos even according to Maskara of the Gemara. What's the nature of that chiyuv? Teishu Kain Tadur. What's Teishu Kain Tadur teaching? That's how to fulfill Simchas Yomtev. That's how to fulfill Simchas Yomtev on Sukkos. But once you understand that the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev on Shmini Atzeres is a hemshich of the mitzvah of Simcha on Sukkos, that's the only element of Sukkot that remains in Shmini Atzeres. It's a hemshech, it's a continuum. So then, it could be a svara that you can be mashlim, the suddas of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres, because what are you doing? The whole chiyuv to begin with was a chiyuv of Simchas Yomtev of Sukkot. That's how to fulfill Simchas Yomtev with two suddas, one by Yom and one by Laila. So Dr. Belezer, can be mashlim, the suddas of Sukkot, any one of the 14 on Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is just a hemshech in terms of Simchas Yomtev. It's a hemshech from Sukkos. It's one continuum of Simchas Yomtev. So whatever you missed, Hashlama, whatever you missed, you can fill in on Shmini Atzeres. Because once you understand that the Chiyuv of Yudal Atzudis is an interpretation of the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev, so then it makes sense that you should be able to be mashlim what you're missing from Simchas Yomtev of Sukkos on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, this could be the pshat in Taisis. Questions? Okay. Let's go back to the next sugya. Yes, Jeremy.
So says the pasuk is teaching the mitzvah of simcha yontif. How is he dodging that from the pasuk?
No, he's interpreting that the teshu came to duru, achas bayom v'achas balayla, is teaching me how to fulfill simchas yomtiv of sukkos with two sukkos. Simchas yomtiv ain't simcha below achila. We fulfill simchas yomtiv with eating, basa v'yayin, meat, whatever. Rebbe Elazar holds it. You have to have a suda. That's a chela from simchas yomtiv to have a suda. A suda pas maybe, even. Right? That's how to fulfill simchas yomtiv on sukkos. And the way you do it is with Yudalit Sudas. Okay. So the Gemara continues like this, from the bottom of Chazayin on the base. Tanya, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Ein yotzim yisukah l'sukah v'ein osim sukah b'chol ha'shamor. V'chamom omrim yotzim yisukah l'sukah v'osim sukah b'chol ha'shamor. Rebbe Elazar and Chacham have another machlokes. This daf is chock full of machlokes from Rebbe Elazar and Chacham. Rebbe Elazar holds in yotzim yisukah l'sukah. You can only be yotzim with one sukkah. You have to sit in one sukkah the whole yomtiv. And ein osin sukkah b'chol ha'shamor. You can't make a sukkah in the middle of yomtiv. You have to make a sukkah before yomtiv and sit in the sukkah the whole yomtiv. Now Chacham say no, yotzim yisukah l'sukah v'osin sukkah b'chol ha'shamor. They say you can make a sukkah b'chol ha'shamor. You can be yotzim yisukah l'sukah. Shavin says the Gemara. They both agree. Shenafla shechoz abona b'chol ha'shamor. Both agree, if the sukkah falls down, then you can rebuild the sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Okay. My time with the Rebbe Elazar. Why does Rebbe Elazar hold a yotzim yisukah l'sukah? Amar kroa chag ha-sukah stas lecha shivas yomim. Asei sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. Rebbe Elazar holds you need a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. Can't make a sukkah b'chol HaShemoed. And yotzim yisukah l'sukah. You need a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. V'rabonon ha-chikam ha-rachman. Asei sukkah b'chag. The Rabbanan say, no, you don't need a sukkah l'shiva. The Torah is telling us, I say sukkah b'chag. Chag ha-sukkah stas l'cha shivas yam, make a sukkah. Sukkis is for shivas yam, and make a sukkah, so you'll be able to sit in the sukkah during the yomtiv. But you don't need a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. You don't need a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. That's the machlokas for the Lez and the Chacham. Yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah, osin sukkah b'chol ha-shamoed, or no. And the Gemara seems to give a time of the milsa. Rebbe Elazar has this pasuk of Chag ha-sukos tasalecha, sukkah haru'uya l'shiva, nechacham og. Which halacha is the pasuk explaining? Ein yotzim yisukah l'sukah, ein osin sukah b'chol ha-shamoed. One, both. What does Rashi say? Which halacha is it explaining? Help me. Yes, stop it.
Just
which Rashi are you reading?
I'm reading Peshitta.
Okay. Why don't you move it up by one?
Oh.
Asay sukkah l'shem chag shal shiva sayamim. Shamat mina the einos in sukkah b'chol shemoid deino l'shiva. V'shamina mina the ein yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah dimkei lav sukkah l'shiva. Which halacha is the pasuk explaining according to Rashi? Both. Shamat mina v'shamina mina. Both the halacha that ain't yotzim yisukah b'chol ha'shamoed and the halacha that ain't yotzim yisukah l'sukah. Rebbe Elazar holds both, and the pasuk is explaining both. That is the pasuk shat in the Gemara. My time at the Rebbe Elazar, you quote a pasuk. Both halachas. Now, just one second. What does that mean? Ain't yotzim yisukah b'chol ha'shamoed. The sukah b'chol ha'shamoed is takan ain't a ruli l'shiva. It's ain't a ruli l'shiva because I only have a few days left of yomtiv. I don't have 7 days. If I make the sukah before yomtiv, then I have 7 days. But if I build it on Chol HaMoed, it's not really the ship. And how about in yotzim yisukah l'sukah? I built the sukkah before Yom Tov. That's not really the ship. Sukkah is really the ship. Rebbe Elazar holds that in yotzim yisukah l'sukah because I need a sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. What does that mean? So Rashi apparently learns that say sukkah haru'uya l'shiva doesn't mean it has to be royal l'shiva. It's more than that. Rebbe Elazar holds asei sukkah l'shiva, that your sukkah has to be for shiva. You need one sukkah for 7 days. you don't have a sukkah for 7 days, then the sukkah is psula. The lashon of the Gemara is lav dafka. Right? I say sukkah haru'uyu l'shiva. It doesn't mean it only has to be ro'uyu l'shiva. And yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah, the sukkah is ro'uyu l'shiva. It's suitable for shiva. You built it before Yom Tov. You're just not going to sit in the sukkah every day. You're going to be invited out for a meal. But one day you're invited out to two friends. What's the problem? My sukkah is really l'shiva. Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible. Why? No. I say sukkah means sukkah l'shiva being. You need sukkah for 7 days. You have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. You don't sit in the sukkah for 7 days, then it's possible on the other days. He has a tremendous chiddush. It's not sukkah haru'i l'shiva, it's sukkah l'shiva. Even the lashon of the Gemara sounds like sukkah haru'i l'shiva. Who disagrees with Rashi and says that the pasuk is not explaining both halachas? Who? Meiri. The Meiri, in explaining the Chachamim, makes a statement that implies that he does not understand the Beleza the way Rashi did. What does Meiri say? We pass it like the Chachamim. Kol she'odam ochel v'yoshe b'sukkah yotze. You don't have to sit in one sukkah the whole Yom Tov. Come on. In the Kovitz, this is on page Mem Dalet in Vilna Maskel Kol. Umimashinem atas l'choshivas yomim. Klomer lo shiteh yeshivoscha b'sukkah achas kol shiva. Come on, Rebbe Lezer. That's not what it means. But rather, ele yotzehu misukkah l'sukkah, pa'omim b'zu, u'pa'omim b'zu, ve'ein kan shum chashash b'zoyon shel rishon. No chashash of a bizoyin of the first sukkah. V'cheinim lo osa sukkah me'er of Yom Tov yochol asosu b'chol ha'shamoi rafa b'sheinu l'shiva. Kol shlo kivin l'kach. As long as you're not mechavin melachto b'moi, you can't do melach on chalamoi. As long as you're not mechavin melachto b'moi, then you can build a sukkah on chalamoi. Afal pi she'eina l'shiva. Still kosher. Of course, if it falls down, you can rebuild it. Everyone understands. So the Meiri is explaining the Chachamim, but at every point he says, "Afal pi this, even though it's not a problem here. It's not a problem." So when he says it's not a problem according to the Chachamim, then who's he explaining? Rebbe Lezer Shita. What does he say? Bone and sugar b'chol shemoy. What would have been the problem? Ein al shiva. We pass them like the Chachamim, it's kosher afal pisha ain't a l'shiva. Rebbe Lezer says it's possible because it's ain't a l'shiva. That fits in beautifully with the Gemara. Chagasugas pass the Chashivas Yalav, it has to be l'shiva, according to Rebbe Lezer. That's the same as Rashi. What's the problem of ain't yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah? The Chachamim say yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah. You don't have to be in the same sukkah. And it's not what? It's not a chashash of what? What does he say? Bizoyon shall be shown up. Bizoyon, who said Rebbe Lezer must hold ein yotzin misukkah l'sukkah, not because you need sukkah l'shiva, but because it's a bizoyon of the sukkah of the first sukkah. It's a bizoyon of the first sukkah. According to the Meiri, the lashon of the Gemara works out better. Rebbe Lezer holds you need a sukkah haru'uyah l'shiva. That halacha is explaining what? Only one part of his shita. That you can't be bona sukkah b'chol shemoy because it's not ru'uya l'shiva. It's not a givaldik. But en yosem yisukkah l'sukkah, that is ru'uya l'shiva. So what's the problem? Dr. Beleza, the problem is not sukkah ru'uya l'shiva for that prat. The problem there is bizoyan asukkah. Bizoyan of the first sukkah. It's a different problem. That's not learned from chag asukkah tas l'chol shivas yam. So even though it's strange, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk and it sounds like it's explaining both halachas, the Meiri doesn't learn Rebbe Lezer like that. He says the Pasuk is only explaining what the fact that Ein Bonim Sukkah B'chol Shemoi Ein Yotzim Yisukkah L'Sukkah, that's a Nayazah, has a different reason. That's because of Bizayon of the first Sukkah. And who else learns like this, that it's a Bizayon of the first Sukkah? The Rivav on the Riv, exactly. Exactly. Rivav on the Riv, and a Kurtza comment, very short. Gemara, ein yotzim yisukkah l'sukkah, mishu bizayim. Mishu bizayim? That's mitin bizayim. That's not chag asukkah stas v'chashiv az yamim, that you need sukkah haru'i l'shiva. That you need sukkah haru'i l'shiva. Okay, so two different approaches in the Gemara. Just pshat in the Gemara, how to learn up the sugya. the pasuk, how's the pasuk relating? Rebbe Lezer learns these two halachas. Is the pasuk relating to both? Is the pasuk only relating to the din of ein osin sukkah, ein bonin sukkah b'chol shamoed? But the reason why ein yotzin misukkah l'sukkah is because of bizayon asukkah. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue the discussion tomorrow. We have to figure out Rebbe Lezer's shita a little bit more within his shita, and then we have to understand the shavin. What do both Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim agree with? The shavin shenafla that you could be born of the Chol Shavuot.